night. Another exciting Sunday evening. Going to the crash site. Preparing for another week of work. Yeah, stinking who? Interesting week. Lisa's gonna start her new job at Pizza Hut starting Friday. I hope it goes well for her. Kind of nailed to the wall. Of course, I understand that. We were just starting a video. It's one of those Kendrick movies. Those are acceptable Sunday movies in our world. I wonder if that's the wind or if that's my poor transmission going batty. I'll take it as the wind. Whew, hope so. Anyway. You have to understand that this is always written and done from a male standpoint. Every woman in these movies are perfect and pure, and I will tell you in all honesty that they have to be. Women will not go and see a movie where women are not either A, a victim, or B, the amazing stalwart. And you gotta know that. The only problem is if you want to interject drama, and that's important, you know, these faith-promoting movies need to be filled with drama, that it all comes from, you know, guy not living up to his potential, guy getting beat up, and it's a social, cultural reality that guys are always, always the bad guys. Men will always be the bad guys, no matter what. And that's, you know, I said, I understand the absolute need for that in order for movies to succeed. And women in these movies are really funny. If a woman talks about how difficult her life is, I'm not saying it's not. You know, nobody gives her a hard time. Nobody gets in her face and tells her that she's got to pull it together, that the man can't face things alone. Oh boy, you better never say anything like that. Boy, oh boy, you know? Women can write all the rules they want to, and you better keep them, bub, or you're not a good husband. She gets to decide if you're a good guy. And that's, and, you know, is there going to be reciprocation? Oh, heck no. Golly no. That'll never happen. If a man for 1 second did what women tend to do to men on a regular basis, she would dump him so fast. She would flush him right down the toilet. You know, have you ever heard about a woman being in the doghouse? Ever heard of any such thing? The answer is no, you've never heard of it. Although a woman has the absolute right, you know, I was going to say privilege, but that's not true. She has the absolute right to throw you in the doghouse as her husband for any infraction. If you don't kiss her when she wants to be kissed, doghouse for you, buddy. You know, and I'm probably being a little slightly dramatic. Slightly. You know, anyway, so I was watching that movie and I made something of it. Ooh, and Lisa got so defensive. And it's like, so what you're saying? I said, I didn't say a thing about you. I said this movie. I said, I feel this need to kind of stick up for the poor guy. His job is in jeopardy. He just got a 10% pay cut. The funny thing is, apparently, the wife, it looks like from the movie, is also a teacher at school. There's no thought that she got a 10% pay decrease. She probably didn't. Because she probably would have made the school board's life a living hell. And they don't want to put up with it. Much better to give it to a guy, because a guy will sit there and try to figure out what he's going to do about it. He won't get weird about it. Chances of the woman getting weird about it? Excellent. Excellent. Because she can pull a ton of strings and they won't do it to her. So there's really no point in even trying to do it to her. Anyway, so he's out there trying to deal with his problems without bothering her with them. But oh no, that's not good enough. His life's in the tank. Now, he hasn't been fired yet. But you know what? It could happen. Kendricks are all about sports movies, so by and large, the main character in the movie, which is one of the Kendrick brothers, I forget their name, I apologize, is usually the coach. You know, it's all about the coach being downtrodden. And the wife went out there, he was out there, he was, I guess, cleaning up bricks because there was a project they were going to do that required bricks. So he decided, you know what, I understand this completely. You go out to get away from the family because you know that if you don't, you might say something or do something that destroys your children. Tragically disappoints your angelic wife. I don't ever want to say that women are not angelic. If we would dare say anything but that, oh my gosh, the crap we would take. So, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. And, she comes out, she starts listing out all the stuff that she's doing, and that the kids need help with their homework, therefore he needs to stop what he's doing, suck it up, and pull it together. Let me tell you, man, never tell a woman to suck it up. She will destroy you. But she can do it to a man who's having a bad day. And he's needing to work through things. But no, he can't. I know they say, well, she's a school teacher too. She's busy. She's got her stuff to do too. And you're going, you know what? If she has a bad day, if things are going bad, she's a mess. You know what? Everybody else just works around her. She can be as downtrodden and unhappy and struggling with life. And you know what? I bet you $10 she can go to her bedroom or to her place. Almost every woman has a place where they go to deal with their stuff. You know, and I'm not saying it's illegitimate. I'm not saying that, but they can do it. Hard-pressed in this movie to see the guy was going out and doing, he was doing something that was on the agenda to be done at some point. But she jumped all over him. Sadly, in Kendrick style, you know, oh, I'm reacting wrong. I'm not a good father, you know, and an angelic wife who just pitched him under the bus, just treated him like emotionless slave labor, you know, hey, I've got a tough life, you get out here and you help me, and you're going, dude, you know, I guess he can't play the card like I can, that I'm, you know, golly, I've got to keep this family fed. Anyway, so it was, you know, and Lisa kind of got on to me. I said, no, Lisa. I said, no. I said, you know, nobody sticks up for the poor guy. This is not a bad guy, but this thing is already portraying him as being the bad guy. Mom is wonderful, you know, and she gets to express the fact that she's having a hard day and it's not going well, and it's his job to put everything aside and suck it up, pick it up, suck it up, Buttercup. You know, and I'm sorry, if anybody said that to her, oh my gosh. And let me tell you, he was just saying, man, you know, he didn't want to come out and say, you know, he did. No, he did. He came out and he said, I got this, and I got this, stuff like that. And she stormed off. She stormed off. To hell with his issues. Who cares about him or how he's feeling? That's not it. Who cares? It's all about her. It's all about her and the fact that, you know, everybody isn't getting down their hands and knees and helping her with her problems. Who the heck's helping him with his problems? Nobody. Nobody. And he's getting crap for it. That's okay. She comes back later. Now, there's no apology. That's typical. Okay? You have to understand that. Women never do anything wrong. I guess she went out there and she said, I love you and you're a good husband. She's going out and she's trying to get work, you know, trying to suck him into it by doing the womanly thing of, my job is to here to validate you. If I say you're a bad husband, you're a bad husband. If I say you're a good husband, you're a good husband. And then she pulls the whole stunt of how self-sacrificing she is to say, and I love you. And you're going, what is that? I mean, thank you. Number one, thank you for loving me. I says, but you are using that to say, I'm downtrodden. It's evil. You really aren't that good of a husband, but you know what? I'm going to stick around because I'm better than that, and I love you is the statement of her loyalty to him as long as he's doing what she wants him to do. You know? And you're going, what the heck is this crap? Now, I didn't bring that up to Lisa because every woman does it. I don't know a woman that doesn't do it. And that's, you know, and I'm sorry. Am I going to sit here and get really weird about it? No. This is life. This is the way it is. This is how women are. I was watching. I watched a video and I felt weird about watching it. And I didn't know ahead of time what it was going to be, but this guy talked about these things. It really wasn't about the subservient thing, but it was about husbands. Fathers, men presiding in the home, and he was saying, oh no, it always works much better if the man presides. He says he's much more logical, you know. Oh, don't say that to a woman, she will flip out, you know. He says he's not so driven by emotion as women are. He says, and his tendency would be to make more level-headed decisions about things. And I was sitting there saying, you know what? That's what's happening. The modern husband, Christian husband, better not even begin to try that stunt. He will be on the street so fast, and his preacher, his pastor will come by and tell him how bad of a husband he is. Probably tell his wife that, you know, she needs to find a better husband. And it's like, whoa, you know, I'm not saying that's what happens, but it can, it sure can. I frame it as, the women are the daughter of God. Now, you can sit there and say, well, you're a son of God. And you go, no, no, no. Don't even go down that road. It says, you better tell her that she's royal, and you better tell yourself and everybody else, you know, whoever asks, that that you are lower than the dust. And that it is your privilege to be married to your wife. And I you know, it is. But just know, if you're trying to go for fairness, don't bother, man. You're screwed from minute one. Women work hard. So you can't say anything against it. And just know that If your wife has troubles, you're expected to sit there and be there for her in her troubles. And she can storm and fume and cry and do whatever she needs to do to deal with that. And my advice to you is, this is not a reciprocal thing. If you have problems in your life, they are your problems. Don't share them with your wife. She will not respect you. She will not think a thing of you. In fact, she will think worse of you. Doing that. I don't know a woman who doesn't prefer to have her husband stolid and silent and sacrificing like a madman. Sometimes you can talk with your wife, but yeah, she is not going to be anywhere near as tolerant as you are expected to be, okay? Just know that right off the bat. She can express herself however she wants to. And if she isn't constantly in your face telling you all your faults, that's because she's wonderful. Every now and then I will hear that from Lisa, and it's like, whoa. You know, it's like, okay, what is my job? Shut up and get away from her. Tell her how wonderful she is. I don't care if she's a raging drunk, man. My advice, if your wife is a destructive person, don't talk to her, don't reason with her, run away. And you gotta know that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just run away. Will she destroy your life? Of course. Don't even bother trying to tell your side of the story. Don't. You're the bad guy. Okay, if there's anything else you need to learn, understand, you are the bad guy. You will always be the bad guy. It doesn't matter what I do. I'm still not. I am only good enough to not be sent to prison. When your wife tells you she loves you, that is a signal to you that she's putting up with a lot from you, and you should be grateful that she is still willing to say those words. Your job is to grovel, pretty much, and make it happen, man. Don't ever make a woman feel like anything could ever, ever be blamed on her. Never, even if it's true. Don't do it, man. That's just dumb. If your wife is really destructive, after she's asleep, run away. Don't take the kids, you'll go to jail. Do not take the kids and go to jail. Your job is to accept the fact that you're a bad guy. Okay? That's all it is. Your job is to accept that you're a bad guy. And when it comes time for courts or anything else, just give her everything. Just give her everything. It isn't going to help. It isn't going to help, but it's going to save you a lot of pain and a lot of torture and, frankly, probably some money. You can just say, I couldn't hack it anymore. If they're good enough to give you some go ahead and ask for visitation rights with your kids. Be totally prepared if they say no. After it's all done and it's all split up, don't. This is why people say, how come there's so many amicable split ups? And I go, can I tell you? A decent number of them are guys getting away from an absolutely impossible woman. There's nothing to do but just sit there and take it. There's nothing to do but just sit there and take it. You're a bad guy. You're a horrible guy. She is going to have a perfect memory of anything that you ever did to slight her, to make her feel bad, anything that you might have done wrong. You know, you were out working too much, and you're going, you know, I gotta feed a family. It doesn't matter. Everything will be turned against you, good or bad, and you will lose. You will absolutely lose. And just know that, you know, if you had standing in the community, if you were a good guy, that's over. And there's nothing you can do about it. Even if she was horrible to be with, you're just going to have to hope that other people start seeing how horrible she is. Although women are fantastic at being two-faced. Miraculous at doing that. At looking fantastic and then being an absolute witch in other situations. Women are amazing that way. And so, yeah, what do? You know. That would be my advice under those circumstances. If you just can't hack it anymore, I'm very grateful, and I tell my wife this on a regular basis. Lisa, you could destroy my life at any given moment. I am totally devoted to you. You could make my life a living hell. Without even snap, with a snap of your fingers, you could do it. What I'm grateful for, and I guess what I need to say to anybody who's interested in hearing it, is try desperately to marry a woman who you think will not destroy your life, because that's the power women have. And praise your wife up and down. Now, it's got to be stuff that's praiseworthy. Okay? Don't make crap up. Don't make crap up. Lisa, work has worked so hard to be a great cook. Here's one of her problems, though. She was really good. I think everybody enjoyed her food. Then she got the dang gluten insensitivity garbage, which I hate, but then she had to change everything she cooks, and it really upset her a lot. Number one, totally support the fact that she has to make that change. It's her change to make, you know, and you go, well, this food doesn't taste as good as it used to. In fact, it's really kind of nasty. And you know what? What my advice to men is, dude, shut up. Suck it up, buttercup. You had it good for a while. Start getting used to the fact that it ain't going to be good anymore. And it's not because she's not trying. Lisa's killing herself to try to figure out how to get herself past this stuff. Figuring out how to cook food differently so that it tastes good, not just to everybody else, but to her. And that, you know, and I praise her up and down, because I know that's a lot of work. She is pouring herself into it. And you could say all day long, well, that's for her. Why doesn't she cook something different for you? And it's like, dude, you don't get it, do you? It says, your wife is the center of your family. Your life is the center of your home. If you haven't totally committed to her, and that's the most important thing a man can do, is completely commit to his wife. Now, I understand guys who, you know, when they've done that, and they've worked hard, and their wife is just making their life a living hell. I understand when they run away, you know, when people say, he shouldn't have done that, run. It's like, dude, I'm not going to judge him. I really don't know. You know, I'm the guy whose head's in the clouds. I don't, you know, I don't know what's going on. It says, but yeah, you know, to a certain extent, it's like, do you, you know, are you going to stick up for him? And you go, yeah, I am. I am going to stick up for him. Now, I'm not going to stick up for him against his wife, but I am going to say society and most women have been taught that this is acceptable behavior, and it's sad. What are we going to do about it? Zero. Nothing. You can decide how you want it to be. You can be alone. You know, there's those MGTOW fellas. You know, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, and I'm having a great time. La, 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 la. And they do all the videos on the things. And I guess to a certain point, they think that's true. But let me tell you, man, ain't nothing like a man who got married and then failed. Nothing tears a guy apart worse than the marriage not working. I don't care how he appears to look. I don't care how, you know, how he constantly does YouTube videos about how wonderful his life is now. It's not. It's not. He failed. And failure you know, it's not what men are designed for. You can fail, but only it's like, get up, man, brush yourself off, get back in there. You know, really, to be honest, you can't lick your wounds a whole lot, you know? Sat too many times with guys, divorced guys, especially with kids, and about how upset they are. Frankly, it rises to the level of being whiny about, you know, how his wife is doing him dirty. And it's like, you know what? You have to be really careful about what woman you marry. And sometimes she's so good at putting on such a good face that you don't know until later that she's really going to make you miserable. The most important thing you can do for your wife to make sure she doesn't make your life miserable is to, as much as possible, give her what she wants. Give her what she wants and hope to heck it isn't going to destroy you. If she wants a lifestyle that's rich and extravagant, get your butt out there and give her a rich, extravagant lifestyle, dude. Because I tell you, every day, she wakes up and she looks around, and if she doesn't have, for the most part, the things that she wants, she's unhappy. And she may not tell you that she's unhappy, but you'll know it. It'll pop out. These things will happen, man. And this is my toolbox. And as far as I'm aware of, every modern woman is this way, at least in the United States of America. Anything that's really touched heavily by American culture, feminist culture these days, dude, you are screwed from minute one. Number one, get used to it. Number two, know that your primary duty is to make her happy and to never, ever, 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 ever be straight with that. Never tell you how you feel about your relationship, man. Especially if you don't think it's going very well. So don't do it. She doesn't want to hear it, and all you're going to do is destroy your marriage. Don't bother. God never gives a commandment to a woman. None. Now, women will say, oh, all those commandments apply to us too. And I'm not going to sit there and say yes or no. Every single commandment is about men. Men's behavior. What men are supposed to do. The attitudes you're supposed to have. That's what God's talking about. Don't sit there and say it's got to be equitable. Don't sit there and say it's got to be fair. Don't talk about being egalitarian. It ain't. It never will be. If your wife is going to decide that after working for a while, that she really doesn't want to do that anymore for whatever reason, whether it's, oh, well, I'm pregnant and I think I want to stay at home and raise kids, or anything like that. It doesn't even have to have a logical reason. Women don't have to have logical reasons. The minute they start crying, you might as well just say, you know what, who cares about logic? Your whole point is don't make her decide that you are not on her side. Your job is to be on her side no matter what. Hopefully it's not somebody who makes your life miserable. There was a fella in the LDS church called William C. Bennett. While Joseph Smith was the leader, the prophet of the church, he was the president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. If something wouldn't have happened, he would have been the next prophet of the church. The story always goes around that there was some kerfuffle about milk between William C. Bennett's wife and somebody else. I don't know who it was. Emma, maybe? It doesn't matter. The story always goes around, well, he apostatized from the church over milk. And, you know, it's supposed to be this big cautionary tale about not letting small things get you away from the church. I have total sympathy for William Bennett. William Bennett's wife said, you stick up for me or you're out the door. Every woman will say that. Every one of them. What did William Bennett do? He supported his wife. His wife hated some woman's guts over milk, I guess. So what? He stuck by his wife. He protected his marriage. Made him walk away from the church, maybe. I'm not sure about all the circumstances because the story usually ends before we talk about how it all happened. I understand William Bennett's problem. I probably would have done the same thing. I'm very grateful that my wife has not put me in the circumstance where my continuing association with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and her didn't come into conflict. I know what God will say, or I seem to recall what God said in these situations, which is, you know, you should have put her away and followed me. William C. Bennett had probably no choice in the matter. It was between him, it was between her, his wife, and God. She turned on God. If he wanted to stay married to his wife, he had to pretty much conform to her wishes. That's why I tell Lisa, I am so grateful that you have not chosen to make my life a living hell. Because you could. and I would sit there and I would take it. And I'm not saying I'm a good person. I'm not saying I'm some elite guy. I'm just saying, dude, if you don't want to have to put up with the pain and torture of thanks, man. Good night. Came right up beside me, and then he decided to put on his stupid engine brake. Jeez, whiz, man. Ow. No. Anyway. So, I don't know what happened after that. We don't hear the story. I don't really know about what happened to William C. Bennett after he just pretty much said, I can't do this anymore. You know, my relationship with my wife is too important to me. I'm the same way. Like I said, you know, I'm not trying to stamp here some paragon of virtue. I'm not. I'm not at all. If my wife put the ultimatum to me, I would say, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sticking with my wife. That's another commandment from God. Cleave unto your wife. Ultimately, it does more good than bad. Although a wife can destroy you, totally within her power to get it done. Sorry. I gotta deal with this guy coming on. All right. I think I probably need to stop this recording. I don't want it to go badly. I want you guys to know how much I love my wife, Lisa. I am grateful to her. I have learned the power of women. Okay? The power of marrying. The right woman. When these guys say you want a subservient woman, now I know that is so black and evil, but if you can get it, oh my gosh, will you be so much happier? Listen to her. I'm trying to think about one of those movies. You know the movie? The Right Stuff was a great movie. The John Glenn character and his wife, he was an A number one husband, man. But he could be all the amazing things he could be because he married really well. And you can sit here and say, oh, but he married this girl who was so shy and timid and all that stuff. And you're going, I don't mean to be rude, but that is a wonderful sort of wife. I don't have that wife. I chose differently. I'm a man. I have to adjust to that. I married a feisty woman who knows what, you know, she doesn't know exactly what she wants, but she really knows and will really tell you with no uncertain terms what she doesn't want. And it's my job to make sure that she doesn't have to put up with what she doesn't want to put up with. I live in Tucumcari, New Mexico because of my wife. Oh, but I'll tell you, whew, you know, do I say anything bad about my wife? I do not. Why? Because a few times I did, I regretted it so much. My life was rendered so miserable. And it's like, you know what? I said, my job is to make my wife happy. That is my primary job. And you go, well, what about God? And you go, dude, she's the daughter of God. How good do you, how well do you think God's going to treat me if I didn't treat his daughter well? If you have a father-in-law, you kind of get a picture. You kind of get a sense for this. I don't think my father-in-law ever thought a whiff about me. I don't think he thought anything of me at all. And he was a milkman. This is not high status. He was an intimidating guy. He intimidated the crap out of me. But he wouldn't give me the time of day most of the time. He didn't think anything of me. You know? And I think it was probably because they had in their mind that Lisa would marry a doctor or a lawyer or somebody like that, and she didn't. I didn't steal her heart or anything like that. She chased me down. Now, I was grateful to be had, man. I was so happy to get married to her. And I still am. I'm still happy to be married to her. And that may sound confusing when you're saying, well, you're saying all these things, and are they all true of your wife? And you go, yes, they're all true of my wife. You know, that if you say the slightest thing wrong, you're in the doghouse, they go, oh, yes, absolutely. You know, and you go, but you still love her? And you go, man, you can decide who you love. All this crap, I'm sorry, I have very little respect for guys who let their hormones and their penises run their lives. I have no respect for them. LGBT whatever guys, no respect, zero, zilch. As far as I'm aware of, if you have an LGBT daughter, and I mean a real daughter, not some kind of, well, I used to be a guy, but then I decided to change over to a girl, that's garbage, that's a guy. Okay, I don't mean to be rude, there it is. Okay, you know? What's he flashing at me for? Well, I'm just going to get right back in the lane and go around him. What am I supposed to do, man? What's he flashing at me for? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't care. None of these guys keep lying. These guys lie at the better course. I don't get that. Anyway. Guys trying to merge too. It's my job to make sure they can. Alright. That's a good thing, man. So anyway, yeah, I'm sorry. Don't really have respect for those guys. Because it's like, dude, you can choose who you're going to love. You're going to choose any of that. You can choose any of that stuff. I know because I do. And if you don't, I don't have a lot of respect for you. Oh, I could love a girl. And you're going, then you're an idiot. You're shallow, you're small. I don't think anything of you. Just don't think a thing of you. Sorry. It's just the way it is, man. And if you sit there and say, well, why don't you respect me? You go, because you're not doing anything that requires respect. But, especially on this line. A guy's supposed to get married to a woman and to love her and to do whatever he can for her. She's going through a lot. Is she an emotional mess? Yes. Is she going to make emotional decisions? Yes. Are you going to have to sit there and deal with it? Yes. Are you going to have to change your plans or maybe even change your lifestyle to deal with your wife and whatever she needs, whatever she needs? If you say no, if you say you're not going to do that, then I don't think you're much of a man. But you have to do all those things first. The LGBT people don't even approach step one. No respect for them. I mean, you can live. You can, you know, you obviously walk the earth, you have a place to stay, all that good stuff. Have money problems, I'll help you out. It's not anything about that, but yeah. I don't think a lick about those guys. I married, I committed myself to Lisa Jane Tompley. Everything that's about Lisa is also mine to deal with, too. And no, it isn't particularly reciprocal. A wonderful woman may choose to worry about your needs, but she doesn't have to. It's not about you. It's about her. Making sure that she's okay. And if you don't do that, she'll teach you that it is all about her. Okay? Everything about it. Every single little bitty bit. That's okay, because let me tell you, I think God puts a lot of weight on you taking care of your wife first. That doesn't just mean money, that's everything else. Every single little bitty, bitty bit of it. It's a great thing. But yeah, watch out for those movies. You know, it just made me remember again. It says, and I understand how you guys feel. This is why God created bars. This is why God created men's clubs. Of course, those have all been destroyed by women. You know, what do you do about it? Nothing. You're going to have to learn how to deal with it yourself, or you know, don't try to sneaky do it behind your wife's back. Oh my gosh, you'll regret that so deeply. It's not even funny. Not even funny. Don't even try. Anyway, okay. Gonna have to catch 5 or 10 minutes here and there, I find that I can go to church, and after the women go off to their place, I sincerely think that the priesthood meeting at church is a fantastic place to get together with other men, usually in your same situation, married, kids, living with your wife, and helping each other figure out how to deal with it. How to deal with it. I'm a real fan and proponent of those kinds of gatherings, because there's really very, very little that guys can do anymore. You know. It's absolutely a woman's world. And you really just have to give in if you even want to have anything like survival or happiness. You know, we're really shooting for happiness here, man. Let me tell you, you aren't going to be happy without marriage and family. That's just the way it's got to be, man. Just the way it's got to be. Get in there. There's this trucker that's been wanting to go over. Now he's not doing it. Dude, go over. I'll wait for you. Go over. Okay, he finally got it. Good. Good for him. Okay. All right. I'm going to end this recording. It's long enough. Let's go ahead and do another one here in a little bit. And this will be about a completely different thing. But it's totally what I think you have to do. This is, dude, don't go for fairness. Don't go for equity. It's garbage. It's absolute garbage. Your job is to make your wife happy. Like I said, marry somebody who you can make their life happy. It's going to take you a long time to figure it out, because you can't just ask them. That will never work. And it's going to change over time. You'll find that when you've discussed this in the past, when you come back to it, she will have changed or changed her mind or something like that. So, you know, it's good to go back over it, because things change. So, anyway, and like I said, make sure you marry somebody who isn't going to make you completely miserable. And sometimes it just happens anyway. You can do the best you can, and you're going to marry, and you might marry somebody miserable. And you have to make a decision. But you've got to know what the cost is. There will be no, you know, there will be no coming out of it being an okay guy. You will be the bad guy. There is just nothing doing. If it's between you and a woman, you are already dead. You just have to decide that. You just have to understand that. And you can say all day, like, whoa, I want to be pussy whipped. And you go, dude, that is the stupidest statement I've ever heard anybody say. Don't even bother using the term. We're all pussy whipped. Guy, anybody who's not pussy whipped? Garbage. Everybody is. Women decide what their husbands are going to be. Either you can live up to it, and then you're going to have a wonderful life, or you're not going to be able to live up with it, and your life is going to be a living hell. But your wife decides, all the way across the board, man. Just come to grips with it. I love you guys. Hang in there. You got to know what the truth is. At least, this is my truth. I wonder if John Glenn's wife was the perfect one for him, I really didn't care about what my life looked like. I really didn't even care where I lived or anything like that. So it was good for me to attach myself to a feisty woman who would be impossible to live with if she didn't have her way. She was perfect to marry me, who's a guy who just said, I just need a little purpose in my life, you know? And my purpose is to put Lisa into circumstances that make her happy. Does she end up making a lot of the decisions? Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I live in Tucumcari because that's where Lisa wants to live. You go, okay, this is my job is to make that work. It's not a bad job because she isn't making my life miserable. Whew. Fantastic, man. I'm a happy fella. And I hope this helps you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.